بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله له لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. فإن شاء الله we just wanted to remind ourselves and each other with the words of the scholars of Ahlul Ilm, the likes of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, who speaks about an important topic, and that is that we are going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a month for us to strive our utmost in order to reap those benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this month. So he says, فَالْإِنسَانُ هُوَ الَّذِي يُرَبِّي نَفْسَهُ وَيَقُومُ عَلَيْهَا. The person, he is the one who cultivates himself, and he is the one that يَقُومُ عَلَيْهَا, يعني who is entrusted to be responsible over his soul. فَإِنْ رَعَاهَا بِالْخَيْرِ وَزَكَّاهَا بِالْطَاعَةِ. So if the person cultivates himself with goodness, وَزَكَّاهَا, and he purifies his soul, بِالْطَاعَةِ وَأَخَذَ بِزِمَامِهَا إِلَى مَا يَنْفَعُهَا, and he takes it by its reins to that which will benefit it. So everyone is responsible there for themselves, because each and every one of us will be questioned and will be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have brought forward, for what we have done in this life. Everything will be mentioned, and those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Those things that you sought forgiveness for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, either He forgives and blots out the bad deeds with your good deeds, or that the person, if he was not sincere in his tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well, due to his great wisdom, how to deal with each and every one of us. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we make our souls purified. For indeed, none of us are perfect, and we are in need of purifying ourselves, that tazkiyatun nafs. And that comes with tazkiyatul qalb. The hearts must be purified from arrogance, from jealousy, from malice, from hatred that is not befitting. فَإِنَّهُ يَكُونُ قَدْ أَحْسَنَ الرِّعَايَةَ. The person who purifies himself, that's the one who has cultivated himself well. رِعَايَةَ نَفْسِهِ أَوَّلًا. So first and foremost, he rectifies himself. And that is the case of the rectifiers. And that is the case of the strangers in the hadith, which Ibn Rajab rahimahullah brought together in his book on the strangers, on the ghuraba. From it he mentioned that they yuslihuna ma afsada an-nas. They rectify what the people have corrupted. And in another wording, yuslihuna idha fasada an-nas. They rectify themselves when the people have become corrupted. So therefore, rectification is important, first and foremost, to oneself. And this is what Shaykh Salih Fawzan Hafidhullah mentions here. And he says, awwalan, ri'ayata nafsihi awwalan. So in your path to Allah, rectify yourself. And no doubt we all make mistakes. كُلِّ إِبْنَ آدَمْ خَطَّاءُ خَيْرُ خَطَّاءٍ تَوَابُونَ. All of the children of Adam make mistakes. And the best of those who make mistakes are those who are repentful. So we pick ourselves up with tawbah, with istighfar, asking Allah to forgive us, asking Allah to... And we follow also our bad deeds with good deeds. As in the hadith of Abu Dharr رضي الله عنه, where the Prophet ﷺ, he said, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. Fear Allah wherever you are. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. And follow up a bad deed with a good deed that he may blot it out. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And be or mix or interact with the people with good manners. So here the key point he said, or the middle point he said, which is related to what Shaykh Salih Fawzan said, is and follow up a bad deed with a good deed that he may expiate it, that he may blot it out. Because we're all human and we all make mistakes. And each and every day for us must be a day of istighfar, a day of asking forgiveness, a day where we come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ رِعَايَةَ لِغَيْرِهِ. ثُمَّ الرِّعَايَةَ لِغَيْرِهِ. Then he strives to rectify other than himself. No doubt, his family members, his children, his spouse, his family members. And Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, rahimahullah, he mentioned a beautiful point when he explained the verses in Surah Abasa. يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مَنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On that day, man will flee from his brother. يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. And he will flee from his mother and his father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ And his companion, his spouse, and his children, and his children. Each and everyone else would flee from our children, our sons and our daughters, and our parents. And Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz rahimahullah said, because they have more right to you. So everyone is afraid that they will ask for their rights. So that's why the person is afraid to come Yawm al-Qiyamah, and is asked for his rights, for the rights of those who has not given. And so giving the rights of everyone in due course, وَعَتِكُوا لَذِي حَقٍ حَقًا As the Messenger said, give everyone their due right. And he said a further benefit, and that is, the reason why we give dawah to our children and our family members, one of the main reasons is to protect yourself, because they end up reminding you. They are the ones who end up calling you to Jannah, calling you to paradise. But if you were to just leave them and just rectify yourself, then they will not be calling you, they will not aid you. There will be barriers and obstacles for you to reach Jannah. So call them and enjoin good and forbid the evil. And if they still turn away, then remember the patience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا عَلَى رَسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ What is upon the messenger except to give their message? Supplicate for them. Ask Allah to guide them and open their hearts to Islam. Then Shaykh Sa'if Uzan said, لَكِنْ إِذَا ضَيَّعَ نَفْسَهُ فَلَمْ يَرْعَى غَيْرَهُ So if you yourself have not rectified yourself, you'll never be able to rectify others. Start with yourself first and foremost. Allah says, قُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا Save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is men and stone. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ فَإِذَا تَرَكَ نَفْسَهُ وَمَا شَاءَتْ مِنَ الْمَعَاصِ وَالْكَسَلِ So if you leave yourself going towards disobedience, or towards whatever he wants to go towards, whether it's disobedience or laziness, فَيَكُونُ قَدْ ضَيَّعَ نَفْسَهُ Then he will be from those who have actually neglected himself. قَدْ ضَيَّعَ نَفْسَهُ فَإِذَا ضَيَّعَ الْإِنسَانُ نَفْسَهُ So if the person neglects himself, فَمَادَ يَحْفَظُ بَعْدَ نَفْسِهِ So who else can he rectify if he didn't rectify himself in the first place? So the first and foremost is to rectify ourselves, to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to quote the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we may fall short, but we strive to our utmost to be upon tawheed, to be upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to strive to be sincere in our daily pursuit or in our daily path to Allah and the hereafter, in our daily objective to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to reach the hereafter upon this blessed path. And you will be, inshallah, from the happiest of people. الشيخ السعدي رحمه الله said, سعيد الذين تجنبوا السبل الردى وتيمموا لمنازل الرضواني. They are happy those who took the path of or left the path, the lowly paths. سبل الردى, the lowly paths of shirk, the lowly paths of bid'ah, the lowly paths of disobedience, the lowly paths of desires. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. And as for the one who feared that meeting with his Lord, and he restricted his soul away from following his desires, then Jannah will be his abode. Paradise will be his abode. Shaykh Sa'if Uzan said, نَفْسُهُ أَعَزُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ These are powerful words. These are strong words. These are words that need to be pondered over from the Shaykh, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ مَتْيَهُ بِالصَّحَ وَالْعَافِيَةِ He said, نَفْسُهُ أَعَزُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ The most important thing to you is your soul. To save your soul from the hellfire. The hellfire, where you and me, no one knows. You and me are not guaranteed to be away from the hellfire. There are those who are going to enter it forever. There are those who try to get out of it, they're not able to get out of it. There are those who, when they enter it, they'll be there forever. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet heard a sound. Sahaba heard the sound. He said, what was that sound? He said, that was a stone that was dropped from the top of hellfire. It took 70 years to reach the pit, to reach the bottom. The hellfire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in he said, Kalla innaha lada nazza'atan lishawa tad'u man adbara wa tawalla. But rather it is the blazing fire, the lada, nazza'atan lishawa, ready to roast and burn. Tad'u man adbara wa tawalla, calling back the flames of the hellfire, catching the people that want to escape it. And the people will be screaming in it. The people will be screaming in it. That's Allah Salama. And the people, those who used to call upon others besides Allah, Those who used to call upon others besides Allah, in the hellfire, it will be said to them, فَدْعُوا نَادِيَا, call upon your helpers then. Those who used to call upon the dead in this life, they refuse to call upon Allah. يوم القيامة you'll be calling upon Allah, but in the hellfire you'll be calling upon Allah, but what about calling upon Allah now in this life? What about being sincere, to rely upon Allah, to call upon Allah, and to only love Allah more than anyone else, and to hate that which Allah hates, and to fear Allah the most, and to have khushu' and humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't call to himself, he called to Allah. Wal hadith said, يَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ He didn't say, يَدْعُوا إِلَى نَفْسِي. Calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those in the hellfire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, those mushrikun, the polytheists, who used to call upon others besides Allah, what will Allah say to them? فَدْعُوا نَادِيَا, call upon your helpers. سَنَدْعُوا الزَّبَانِيَا, we will call the Zabaniyah, the angels that will punish the people in the hellfire. You call your helpers, we will call the angels to punish you. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the verse which mentions about the people in the hellfire, that they will be given an increase. In Surah An-Naba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they will be given an increase, that mazid, or the punishment will be only in increase. And that verse in Surah An-Naba, in the tafsir of it, that is hard upon the disbelievers in the hellfire, because that is what they will be given, and that is an increase in punishment. That is what they will be given. Illa adaba, that ziyada or the extra will be only in punishment, only in adab. So this is the thing that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this soul as a responsibility. And he said, Sheikh Sarif Uzan said, نَفْسُهُ أَعَزُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ Allah. أَعَزُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَكِ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ نَفْسَكِ. So why lie? Why cheat? Why slander? Why insult? Why not fulfill that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to fulfill from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why innovate? Why innovate? It's forbidden. It's worse than sin. As the great scholar Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah said, innovation is worse than sin. Because a person may repent from his sin, but not necessarily from the innovation. Because he thinks he's doing good. So innovation is worse than sin. It is as if you have said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has deceived the message. You think any khair that is good, that will get you to paradise, he didn't tell us about it? Even the bird flapping its wings in the sky told us about it. As Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, تَرَكْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَا طَائِرُ يُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحَيْهِ فِي الْهَوَى إِلَّا وَأَخْبَرْنَا عَنْهُ. Everything the Messenger said told us about. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ إِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I perfected your religion. It's perfect. Can be added to. And bestowed my favor upon you. I've made Islam pleasing for you as your religion. وَلِهَذَا يَقُولُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. Allah swears by the nafs. And Allah, when He swears by any aspect of His creation, to show you how great that aspect of the creation is. And He is the Rabbul Khalq, Rabbul Nas. And He is the Lord of all of creation, Rabbul Alameen. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. Allah swears by that nafs, the soul, and the one who fashioned it, or created it, or made it. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And He let it have that choice. And each one chose which path is going to choose. Fujur or taqwa. Transgression or is going towards piety. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. A party that's going to paradise and a party that's going to the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. And we guided them to the two paths. So this is similar to that verse. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Either the path to righteousness or the path to the hellfire. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who has purified his soul, he is the one that has become successful. He is the one who is successful. And no doubt, the opposite of success is what? Is to lose, to be a loser, to lose everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ will be the true losers, will be those who lose themselves and their families on the Day of Judgment. And that is the true loss. That is the clear loss. That you lose yourself and your family. But it's too late then. It's too late then. This is now. This is your day. We live today. We live now. We live now. People looking for life. Things happen live. This is what we're living now. We live in this life, which is live now. So what do we do? Fulfill that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us. Keeping away from the muharramat. Being upon tawheed. Keeping away from shirk. People say, oh, khalas, akhi, always talk about tawheed. Naam. The Messenger of Allah quoted tawheed until his deathbed. When he said, لَا تَطْرُونِ كَمَا أَطْرَعَتِ النَّصَارَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَلَكِنْ قُولُ عَبْدُ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ. Don't over-exaggerate me. Just like the Christians over-exaggerated Jesus, the son of Mary. But say, أَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ. Say, I'm only slave of Allah. And I'm his messenger. The Messenger of Allah quoted tawheed on his death. 5 days, Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, said 5 days before the Messenger passed away. 5 days. And he said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى اتَّخَذُوا قُبُورَ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ مَسَاجِدًا أَلَا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا قَبْرِي مَسْجِدًا. May Allah's curse be upon the Jews and the Christians for taking, for they took the places of their prophets' graves as places of worship. أَلَا. So don't take my grave as a place of worship. Don't take my grave as a place of worship. Don't worship the Messenger of Allah. Don't call upon the Messenger of Allah. Don't seek the Messenger to remove harm. Don't seek the Messenger to bring you about good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Who can answer the caller when he calls and he is in so much need? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. And who can remove harm? وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. And he makes you inheritors upon the earth. أَإِلَهُمْ عَلَّهُ. Can there be any other deity besides Allah? No. There cannot be any other deity besides Allah. So therefore the person is careful. But أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who purified his soul, he's a successful one. زَكَّاهَا يعني طَهَّرَهَا مِنَ الْمَعَاصِي. Sheikh Sarif Uzan said, it means he purified it from sins and disobedience. مِنَ الدُّنُوبِ. وَكَمَّلَهَا بِالطَّاعَاتِ. And he perfected it with obedience, والحسنات, and righteous deeds. هذا هو الذي زكى نفسه. This is the one who has purified his soul. And خاب من دساها. And the one who soiled his soul with sins and disobedience, he is the one who has lost. This is the one who perished. Who perished and is perished. Because why? He lost his soul. He دساها. دساها meaning that he soiled it with sins. He covered his soul with sins. بَرَّانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكَانُ يَكْسِبُونَ. That is a ram, that sins which enter the heart, black spot entering the heart until the whole heart is covered. بَرَّانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكَانُ يَكْسِبُونَ. Because of what their own hands have put forward. You can hide from people, but you can't hide from Allah. You can hide from creation, but you can't hide from Allah. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِحِ فَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. On that day, the secrets will become known. And you will have no nasir, no one who will give you help and aid and victory. On that day, it's you and your amal as-salih, or your amal ghair salih, talih, and your amal which is not righteous. That's what your own hands have put forward. Either this or that. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. The person will look at what he has put forward. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. Woe is me, if only I am dust. The disbeliever would want to be only dust. يعني, to not be accountable for what they have put forward. And some of the Mufassirun, they said about that verse, they said, the first statement was said by the believers. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. Meaning that the believer will see what he has put forward with happiness and rejoicing. And the disbeliever, seeing that as further punishment, he would wish that he's only turned to dust, because he's not getting that. He's not rejoicing. Because the believers will be rejoicing. They will be rejoicing and they will be happy. And their faces will be illuminated and bright for what they have put forward. This is the sa'i that they have put forward. And that's why Allah said, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And this is why you should compete. These are the things you should compete for. For that which will purify your soul. And that which will help you get to Jannah, to get to paradise. يعني دَنَّسَ. So the one who's spoiled it, دَنَّسَهَا بِالْدُنُوبِ وَالْمَعَاصِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. وَأَهْمَلَهَا وَتَرَكَهَا وَمَا تُرِيدُ. And he left without responsibility over his soul. He left it to whatever it wanted. وَلِهَذَا يَقُولُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى. That day the person will remember what they have put forward. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى. And hellfire will be seen for those, yani it will be seen in front of them, will become apparent for them to see. It will be apparent for them to see. يوم القيامة, the angels will be bringing the hellfire. 70,000 rains will be on the hellfire. Will be on the hellfire, and 70,000 angels for each rain bringing it forward, bringing the hellfire forward. وبرزت الجحيم. نسأل الله السلامة. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. And there's a narration in Sunan Ibn Majah which is authentic. And that is, whoever says, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge from the hellfire," 3 times, the hellfire says, "Oh Allah, protect him from it. Protect him from the hellfire." And whoever says, "Oh Allah, I ask you of Jannah," 3 times, Insallahu Jannah, Jannah the Firdaus, Allah Jannah the Firdaus, Allah Jannah the Firdaus. Whoever asks Allah for paradise 3 times, paradise replies and says, "Oh Allah, give him paradise." So, Ya Abdullah, these are the things that will benefit us. The more knowledge we gain, the more faithful we should become. The more guardian of our tongue and our deen, the more faithful we become. As we get older, we get closer to that meeting with Allah. As we get older, then what matters is that hole that will be open for you and me. The hole that will be open in the ground, 2 meters. That's what matters now. Because that is where each and every one of us will go. It's us and our actions. So what have you put forward? We find a lot of people that get excited against Ahl-Sunnah, they speak against them with vile speech, with lying, with insulting. Now, this is, what else do you have to do? What did you put forward of khair? Look at the brothers, mashallah, putting khair, according to Tawheed and Sunnah, teaching the books of Aqeedah, teaching the books of Fiqh, of how to worship Allah, warning against shirk, warning against bid'ah. But you find certain people, they gather all together against the people of Sunnah. And mashallah, tabarakallah, no one else, yani everyone else is free from your tongues except Ahl-Sunnah. Everyone else is free from your tongues except the people who are upon clarity, except the people who are according to Tawheed and Sunnah. They're the ones you busy yourself with. The people of Sunnah will never be harmed. You can continue. The people of Sunnah will never be harmed. You know why? Shaykh Ubayd Habibullah taught us a beautiful, beautiful verse which explained it beautifully, and he said, "La yadurrukum man dalla idha ihtadaytum." No harm can come to you from those astray if you are guided. What is upon us? To concentrate on guidance and to continue upon this guidance and not look to the right and to the left. People say what they want to say, but go straight from this sirat al-mustaqim. وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ أَوْصَاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Be upon this straight path. And don't be of those who neglect their souls. People try to take you away from this focus. But be on this focus. And be upon this sirat al-mustaqim. Because on that day, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى. Person will remember what he put forward. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى. And hellfire will become apparent to the ones who see it. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ يَعْنِي أَظْهَرَتْ. Will become apparent. لِمَنْ يَرَى يَرَاهَا بِعَيْنِهِ. Shaykh Salih Fawzan said, people see it with their eyes. نَحْنُ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا رَأَيْنَا النَّارِ. And we in this life, we didn't see the hellfire. وَمَا رَأَيْنَا الْجَحِيمِ. Nor did we see this fire which is called al-jahim, the hot blazing fire. الَّتِي ذَكَرَهَا اللَّهُ, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it. إِنَّمَا هِيَ مِنْ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ. It's from the unseen, no doubt. Not مِنُ بِهَا, but we believe in it. وَنَعْمَلُ الْأَعْمَالَ الَّتِي تُجَنِّبُنَا إِيَّاهَا. And we do actions that would help us keep away from it. وَنَحْنُ لَمْ نَرَاهَا. And we didn't see it. لَكِنْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ يَرَاهَا الْإِنسَانِ. But in the hereafter, each and every one of mankind will see it. عَيَانًا أَمَامَ وَجْهِهِ. They will see it with their eyes. It will be in front of their face. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمِ. بَعْدَ أَنْ كَانَتْ مِنْ عِلْمِ الْغَيْبِ. After it was from the unseen matters. وَكَانَتْ خُفِيَةً. يعني it was unseen, it was not present in front of us, it was not seen with us. Now burrizat, وظهرت أمام الناس, will become apparent in front of the people. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى, as for the one who transgressed, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, chose the life of this dunya, opposed the akhirah, as opposed to the akhirah, بِتْسَ الْمَأْوَى, what an evil abode that will be. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, we seek refuge in Allah from that. مَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ, his abode will be the hellfire. لَا يَجِدُ مَأْوَى غَيْرَهَا, he will not find any other abode apart from it. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةَ, we ask Allah for protection and security. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are the people of paradise, the people of Tawheed and Sunnah, and that we die upon it. The issue is by the end result. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالِ بِخَوَاتِيمِ, indeed actions are put into the end result. So how are you going to be? Because it may be the person between him and paradise is one arm length. One arm's length between him and paradise. And then he does actions from the people of the hellfire and he enters it. And another wording, he does the actions from the people of paradise in what the people thought, in what the people considered him to be upon. Yani, to be upon the actions of the people of paradise. Means that person was not sincere. So people thought, oh mashallah, he's pious, and he's between him and the hellfire was between him and paradise, it seemed like he just wants arm the khalas. But he ended up being from the people of hellfire. Nas'Allah salam. Salah thabat al-ikhlas. We ask Allah to be firm upon sincerity and to be firm upon the sunnah. These are two things you have to be upon for action to be accepted. Al-ikhlas wa itiba', sincerity and following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That which has been authentically reported. And we follow that based upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us to. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, that he may test those who do correct deeds. Fudayl ibn Iyad, from the scholars of the Salaf, they asked him, يَا أَبَا عَلِي وَمَا أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, what is correct deeds? He said, مَا كَانَ أَخْلَصُهُ وَأَصْوَبُهُ, that which is sincere and correct. They said to him, وَمَا أَخْلَصُهُ وَمَا أَصْوَبُهُ, what is correct and what is sincere? He said, مَا كَانَ أَخْلَصُهُ لِلَّهِ وَأَصْوَبُهُ اتِّبَاعًا لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ, that which is sincerely done for Allah and sincerely done following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of them and forgive us our shortcomings. Yeah.